Got a special guest on the phone with us, Terry Dan. If you've been listening to the station, you've probably heard his new song. He's got a new album out. He's kind enough to join us here. So, Terry, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Ben. Thank you for having me on the show.
Well, no problem. Thanks for taking a few minutes with us. So, you've got some new music out, and we've been playing it. Seems like a lot of folks are liking it. So, tell us a little bit about how the song came about, the song idea.
That's great. Thank you. Like It or Not was kind of a surprise for me. I'd been working for a company. I'd been out of the music business and working for a company for quite a few years. And as I approached retirement, I wasn't part of their long-range vision. I wasn't going to be there that much longer. So Like It or Not, they gave me an alternative, and I took it and decided that it was more like than not. So yeah. Retirement suits me good. My wife and I retired to Florida, and I've gotten into the beach life and the nice warm weather, and so that's kind of what brought the song all on. So it's a positive song. It's taking something that happened that wasn't so positive, yeah, and turn it around, and you know, life is good.
Yeah, well, it's always nice. What's the old saying? Making lemonade out of lemons. That's always a good attitude to have. So,
that's right. So it's in Florida, it's oranges.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Yep. So, and you got started in the music business. We'll rewind a little bit here. You've kind of been a lifelong thing for you, hasn't it?
It has. I think as far back as I can remember, I got my first gig at 15 years old.
Wow.
And I couldn't even drive to the gig. I was in Texas, and I didn't have my driver's license until I was 16, maybe even 17. I think my learner's permit. So I'm 16 years old driving to my, you know, one of my first gigs. That's when I got started.
And yeah.
I started writing songs and just doing everything that I could. I fell in love with Jim Croce and sort of emulated his style and kind of bloomed into that for many years. And
yeah,
as time went on, I moved to New Jersey and got involved in the music scene there. I'd hooked up with some people that were based, not oddly enough, not in Nashville. They were in Camden, New Jersey.
Oh, okay.
And I got into the music scene there. It was kind of interesting because about that time was when the TV show Dallas was on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, back in the 80s, right?
Everybody wanted to be a cowboy,
yeah,
including the people in New York. So there were places in New York like the Lone Star Cafe that was a country venue. And so I thought, well, why not get in the ground level there? It's something that's happening, you know, new. And I got involved in WABC radio and some other things around in the Philadelphia area, and sort of took off from there. I did a lot of clubs in the New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut area.
Okay, yeah, well, neat. And you did some shows, opened some shows for some pretty famous country ladies I see here.
Yes, those were really fun. Crystal Gayle, Tammy Wynette. The thing that Crystal Gayle, I was her husband, of course, goes on the tours with her, and he said, would you like to come say hi to Crystal? And so he took me into the dressing room, and I just stood there swinging my arms, you know, stuttering.
Like that, yeah.
I was very, very afraid to speak, but yeah, those were some fun shows.
Yeah, well, good. And kind of as you said, you're kind of forced retirement, and you ended up down in Florida and making music down there now. Have a home studio, I see. So
yes, I spend most of my time in here and either writing, or I'm also getting involved in mastering things for other people and, you know, doing some consulting. So I spend a lot of time in the studio and try to balance that time with, you know, getting out into the warm sunshine. It's kind of hard for me because if I left to my own devices, I may not ever leave the house.
Yeah,
I'll just
well,
be right here.
yeah. And you made out okay with all the storms this summer that hit Florida and then the Southeast so hard.
Yes, we were very lucky. A couple of them came by. One of them from Ian 2 years ago. We had just moved to Florida in July of that year, and then Ian came in September and really did some devastation. We were very lucky. The only thing that happened to us was our fence got blown to toothpicks.
Yeah.
The house, very solid. And then we've had two hurricanes since then that came rather close, and
yeah,
that was a little frightening. And my heart goes out to those people in North Carolina,
oh, yeah,
and South Carolina that got hit very, very hard. I have friends and family up in that area, so
mm-hmm,
very, very well aware of what happened to them. But we were lucky here in Florida. We did well.
Yeah, well, I'm sure you counted your blessings on that. But
you bet.
So you've got a new album out, Like It or Not is actually the name of the album, right? That's the title,
yes.
Like It or Not, the new single's
the title track.
Cut.
Yes.
Okay. And reading here, it was kind of a little bit of a family affair on this album, it looks like.
Yes. There were a couple of tragic events that happened in my family, and it triggered a couple of songs. One of them was An Open Bottle, and I wrote that song because my nephew, who died from alcoholism.
Oh.
And then there was another nephew that had some issues, and I wrote a song about that, and they wound up being really nice songs. They're not dirges. They're kind of nice songs.
Yeah.
Very bad situation, but they wound up being nice songs, and I put them on the album. Well, my brother is a very good piano player, and he lives in Oklahoma, and he recorded the piano parts for me over the internet.
Oh, wow, that's neat.
From my studio here to his piano in Oklahoma.
Yeah. Well, technology's pretty amazing today, isn't it?
It is. And then my sister came here for a vacation, and I put her to work in the studio, so she sang backup on a couple of fun songs with me. One of them was Memphis, you know, the Chuck Berry song.
Yeah.
I recorded that one, and I think I'm going to try to push that one maybe in the next couple of songs that I try to promote. I'm gonna lean on that one because it's just such a fun song.
Yeah, well, good. Well, talking of the new album here, we've got to... Like It or Not loaded up, and gonna get some more of your songs loaded up here on it. But if folks want to listen and check out all your music and what's going on, where can they find you online?
I'm focusing on my Facebook page, so that's Terry Dan Music.
Okay.
And I'm on all of the streaming services. So if you're a Spotify customer, you can find Terry Dan on Spotify.
Yeah.
Apple Music. Deezer, Tidal, all of them. There's about 150 streaming services globally. I'm also on YouTube, Instagram,
okay,
all of them.
There's the big ones.
Yeah, Rumble, even Parler, Tumblr, Vogue Wave, and Discord. Those were new for me. I got involved in those too.
Yeah. So, well, a couple of different options, or folks can keep it right here, and we'll keep playing them. So.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. Well, appreciate you taking some time with us and talking to us, and hope you're having all the success that you dream of with this new album. And if you're ever...
Thank you.
Yeah, well, no problem. If you're ever up in Ohio, be sure to get a hold of us and say hi, and we'll have to get a cup of coffee or something.
Oh, I will, for sure. I definitely will do that.
Okay. Well, thanks. Have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate you having me on the show. It's been terrific.